The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. It is so good that you are here with us because, as always, we have news and information you can use and that you can share with confidence. This is The Real Deal. It's Speak Up every Tuesday, and it's my privilege to be your host. Today, Bonner County Clerk Michael Rosedale is our guest, and we're looking ahead to the upcoming 2025 election cycle, what races will be on our ballots, are any initiatives perhaps on the horizon coming our way. Very important information about registration and voting, so you can definitely participate. Mike is also going to help you with pertinent information on where to go online to review this information and to get updates as we go through the year. All right, all that right after our first break coming right now. We will be back.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert, serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They stock instant chains and carry the reliable Deca line of batteries. Stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC-certified master mechanics can help keep your equipment on the road all winter long. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, Fridays until 6. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
Hi everybody, it's Toshi here from Connie's Cafe and Lounge in downtown Sandpoint. Most people know Connie's for great breakfast and Bloody Marys, but Connie's has grown to be so much more. The first choice for family gatherings and community events. Every day the lounge features a different way to connect with the community. Pool tournament, the fastest growing interactive trivia, cribbage, and live local musicians every Friday and Saturday night. Connie's Cafe and Lounge in Sandpoint, where families and communities connect.
Industry-leading products, outstanding service, and customized comfort. That's AGE Heating and Cooling. AGE is a premier Lennox dealer, meaning specialty equipment training and high customer satisfaction, earning and maintaining a 4-plus star rating among customers. Lennox Equipment ensures your home comfort needs are met. Now offering electrical services. AGEHeatingandCooling.com. Experience the premier dealer difference today. Idaho HVAC Contractors, license number 059041.
Hey, Don Thomas here with Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, or as some of our long-term customers call us, Selkirk Doors Glass and Cabinets. And the door line that we're really excited about is Rogue Valley Doors. For close to 40 years now, Rogue Valley Doors has grown into America's largest builder of wood doors. And that's not to forget Therma-True fiberglass and steel doors. So here at Selkirk Glass and Cabinets and Doors, we invite you to come into our showroom and see our collection and create your own vision for your home. Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. That's the place to go.
Have you ever dreamed of becoming a nurse but didn't know where to start? Whether you need to balance school with work and family demands, or you need additional help with academics, Nightingale College sees your value and wants you to succeed. With our award-winning student support services, from academic coaching to NCLEX preparation, Nightingale is with you. Visit us at nightingale.edu. Now accepting applications in the Coeur d'Alene area for our upcoming summer semester.
Gain a global perspective and specialized skills that many of today's top employers are seeking with an MBA from University of Maryland Global Campus. Study online and complete your degree in just 16 months for about $21,000. Choose from MBA specializations in global business, marketing, HR, finance, and more. Classes start March 12th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
News Talk 97.1 KSPT KBFI.
Everybody, as promised, we have Bonner County Clerk Michael Rosedale with us today for the program. Mike, thanks for being with us, as always.
Thank you for the invite.
I know. We just love the information you have for us because it's always good. So I want to start with, what should we expect at this point in time? What are the races that are going to be on our ballots sometime during 2025. Let's start with the spring season.
Sure. Well, first of all, let me start by saying that the election is May 20th. It's a little more than a couple months away, just about March. Yeah. So that is coming up. Now, this election cycle is the nonpartisan. This is the odd year. Every odd year, we have nonpartisans. Every even year, we have partisan election. So this is the nonpartisan.
Which coming, means that we don't have primaries.
Right. You don't have an R behind your name or a D behind your name or an I or a C.
People are running for something and
exactly.
you decide. Of course, we all know who the R and Ds are, don't we? But maybe not.
So that is that every odd year we get that. This May, we have we have water and sewer districts. We have library districts. We have highway districts, a highway district, and hospital district. That's what we're going to be voting on. And some levies. So we're going to have...
Okay, before you go to levies, I want to stay with these districts because there's a word I'm going to ask you I think you left out. These are taxing districts.
Yes.
These are not just, you know, advising consent boards. They're not just, you know, people who, you know, try to read the rules. These people have the power of taxation. They set budgets and they are in your pockets. So it matters who is getting elected to your water and sewer board. Your library for sure. Well, all of them, your highway district and the hospital taxing district. So that's May 20th. So when do whoever the people that are going to run for any of these open positions on the board, when do they have to file and let us know who our choices are?
Right. March 21st is the first day that is the filing deadline for anybody that wants to sign up. We have on our website, which is elections@bonnercountyid.gov, we have the candidate information, the filing instructions for all of these taxing districts that are running for election in May. You have to submit that to that district by March 21st. You have to have 5 eligible signatures of voters that live in that district, and they have to be correct. Which means you want to get them to my office a week or so before that so we can just check to make sure they're registered voters. They actually live there.
Okay. First of all, give us that website again. Elections what?
elections@bonnercountyid.gov.
Only one dot in there?
Yes.
elections@bonnercountyid.gov will get you to this information. The deadline is March 21st for them to have their act together. This is my name. These are the 5 people that are supporting me and plenty of time to get checked out.
Yes.
But when does it open? How soon?
Right now.
Right now. So they could let us know who's running right now.
Yes.
I may have to do a show where I just phone call all these boards and say, who's running? Because they must know.
You could do that as long as you didn't get busy signals. That may not be a...
they might not pick up. All right. So the deadline is March 21st, but it's open now.
Right now. If you're going to run, and we also have a list on our website, that same website, at the very top we have a list of all the offices that are open, and we have a list of the election date and the declaration of candidacy filing deadline, which is March 21st. But you can go through those, and if you're in any one of those, it gives the office with which of which you would have to submit the hard paper copy, and you may want to run. So you can download the form, fill it out, get the signatures, bring it back to my office in the county building, and we will check the signatures to make sure they're proper and they're in your taxing district. And then you would submit that on or before March 21st to that taxing district.
Got it. You know, or kind of got it. You know, one of the things, and I'll probably give you too many compliments, so just don't get the big head, okay, Mike? But honestly, your team at the clerk's office, but specifically also because we're talking about elections today, are just the best. If anyone out there is
Thank
listening
you.
And we're going too fast or you're thinking about doing or what does it mean and what are the rules, call the elections office, call the clerk's office and get to the elections office, and they will help you. If sometimes reading what's going on a website can still be a little bit confusing. You might still have questions. So call the clerk's office and ask.
Absolutely. We're happy to do that. Give us a call if you can't figure out what's what on our website, and we'll happily show you where to go.
Okay, so May 20th is the election for Water, Sewer, Library, Highway, and Hospital boards?
No. Oh, I'm sorry, May 20th.
It's the election
day. That's correct.
Okay, so anything else happening this spring that we will be getting to vote on?
There are at least two school districts that I believe will run levy measures. One is Lakeland down south, the south edge. We share that with Kootenai County. I believe they're going to run one, and also West Bonner County School District, I believe, is going to attempt another levy, I think. And then fire districts. We have, I think, three or four fire districts that are going to run a levy.
Oh, all right.
That's what I know of.
They are considering it, or they've already filled out the paperwork and you've seen it, or where are we?
Some of them I've seen. The deadline for the language for those is March 31st, so it's not due yet. They
right.
still have a whole month, basically.
Right. So for levies for both fire districts and any school district, though it's looking like maybe Lakeland and West Bonner County School District,
right.
Which doesn't surprise me because they need this levy, and it failed the last time, and maybe it failed for reasons that the voters were still considering, but you know, here we come again. I'm not surprised. I believe they need to do it. I don't get to vote for that levy, but I support them. So the deadline, and so it's open now. They could do their language and get this lined up to be on the ballot now.
Yes, in fact, we request them to get it to us early so that it's not the last minute rush for us. We can't give legal opinions on the levy language. There are certain statutory requirements of that language. But we can point out what we see, but it's not the official. They would have to work with their in-house counsel or their, retained counsel for that. But we'll be happy to help them if they give it to us long enough in advance. And we'll help proof for punctuation. Even the best proofed levy measures by council and everybody, there's always typos in it. And so we correct them, but we have to get their approval because we can't change their language without their authority.
Can't change anything.
Right.
Spelling, grammar, words,
tell
whatever.
Them what we find, and we can tell them what we would recommend, and they can say yes or they can say no. But the earlier they get that process started, the better we can help them, and takes a lot of pressure off my office towards the end.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's totally understandable. So the deadline for the sewer boards and the hospital highway is March 21.
Yes.
The deadline for school districts and fire districts, March 31. Do we have any idea of which fire districts may be considering this?
The fire districts and school districts, we're talking levies here. All these different taxing districts can do a levy.
Right.
The library could do a levy. They can all do a levy if they want to in this particular time. But we know of the two different types that are running a levy right now.
Okay, the fire district. The other thing, just because I want to make it clear, when we were talking about water, sewer, library, highway, and hospital boards, these are people.
Yes.
That's an election that's going to happen for people
right.
to sit on these taxing districts. And then the other issue that Mike is explaining to us is then there's also something that may be on your ballots also coming up this spring is levies that those districts.
The first half of your ballot will be people. You'll be voting on which people. Now, it'll be pretty short because a lot of you, only have one special district that you're in. There will be a couple, but levies will take up a big part of it.
Right. Okay. So the next thing that I saw on my list, Mike, is that this year in 2025, we have three Sandpoint City Council seats that are up for re-election. And so what's the timeline on that? I know the election itself isn't until November, but what's the timeline on getting those people and who's going to run out?
I don't have that date this far out because that'll be the November election. They could file right now.
Yeah. I have that the city candidate filing period for 2025 will be open until?
Yes, until.
August 25th.
Right. They could file right now.
But they can file now.
File right now.
I want them to file now. I want to know who they are.
You can. You can, if you, well you can ask them
if
to.
If they're not going
to
tell me.
I mean, everybody out there, listen to Barbara's telling you to do this, so you better do it.
I'm going to say why. I think if anyone is out there thinking they want to run for Sandpoint City Council, for example, listen, this is, it's almost March. You want to get your posse organized. You want to get your finance and treasurer organized. Start designing a flyer and a brochure and get exposure and get out. And come on, you can come on. I'll invite you to come on and talk about what you're doing and why you're doing it. And the reason I say that, Mike, sounds like I'm not a campaign manager. But the issue is I have sat here so many times. Early voting is underway. Absentee ballots are underway. And we've got candidates, they say, well, I'm not going to get my brochure for a week. And I'm like, well, you're like 2 months too late.
Right.
I mean, yeah, so if you're thinking about running for Sandpoint City Council or running again to take, you're an incumbent, then just get it going.
I would say wait till after the May election and then file. So you don't confuse things.
You can still make plans.
You can make plans.
Yeah,
but as far as putting your hat officially in the ring,
right.
There are upsides and downsides to filing earlier.
People
get upside tired. Is you'll get a lot of attention, good and bad. The downside is the upside is the opposite. So
you have to ride that wave of whatever. Here are the three Sandpoint City Council people that are up for re-election if they decide to run again, or if anybody wants to run against them: Joel Aspero, Justin Dick, and Rick Howarth are all up for re-election this coming year. So we don't know if they're going to run. We don't know if anybody's going to run against them. But it is happening. So this is a big deal. I mean, city council, we've got three open positions on city council.
Yep. It's a huge budget. It's a huge budget, and it's a huge responsibility to manage that budget, and that's what they do.
And I think that because of the way our mayor is operating and the department heads, I see a difference with Sandpoint City operations since the last election. And there is a lot more transparency, and people are really getting involved with what's going on at City Beach and parking and the whole Travers Park thing, which was unfortunately still painful for people, but it's moving forward and they're trying to move forward as best they can. So it's important who these people are. They make major decisions for us. Another one, Mike, I understand we are not electing a new mayor this year. The mayor's office is not open for re-election this year.
No.
And I don't think Jeremy Grimm, who's the Sandpoint mayor, he's not up until 2027.
Right. He just was in two years ago.
He was just in. So he has another 2 years to go.
Right.
All right. So not the mayor, but three city council positions. What about Brad Little, our governor? Is this a year for governors to get reelected?
No. And so actually, those are also on partisan years. This is a nonpartisan year. Just as a rule of thumb, governors and the president never run in the same year because they want sort of a continuity of power. I don't think they're running the same
year.
Doesn't
make sense.
Well, it does. They'd have a clean sweep. So normally it's, now all of a sudden I'm doubting myself. So I won't talk about that. But let me do add one thing here.
Yeah.
I would check to make sure, if you received a purge letter, after every presidential election, every 4 years presidential, there's a purge of voters that haven't voted in 4 years. If you received one of those letters saying, we have seen that you haven't voted in 4 years, or for some reason we're taking you off, we're unregistering you, pay attention to that because you may want to run in. And we can talk about this the other side of the break.
Exactly. I've got that question there about how often and how you purge or review people that are on the registered voter list. I think that is so important. So we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, honestly, we have so much more information for you. So stick around.
Why shop Winter Ridge? Since July 5th, 1997, we've grown and changed alongside you. We know your name, and we make you, and you make us, feel right at home. We know you invest in yours and your family's health. Just look for the community choice tags, sign up for our loyalty membership, and receive reward points that you can use to buy groceries. You will receive member-only coupons throughout the year. Good food should be accessible, affordable, and fresh. Get more for your dollar at Winter Ridge.
Start the new year off right by visiting Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Is it time for you to consider a new career? Alta Forest Products may just have the perfect opportunity for you. The world's largest manufacturer of wood fence boards, Alta Forest Products, is currently hiring. Alta is looking for dedicated people to join their team now. Alta employs over 600 personnel across the Pacific Northwest and is currently hiring for their Naples, Idaho mill. Alta Forest Products offers one of the highest starting wages in North Idaho, as well as life, medical, dental, and vision insurance, and a $500 signing bonus. No experience necessary. Join the Alta team now. Apply online at jobs@altafp.com. That's jobs@altafp.com. Made in America. Alta Forest Products is the world leader in quality wood fencing. Apply now. jobs@altafp.com. Alta Forest Products in nearby Naples, Idaho. Go to jobs@altafp.com.
Celebrate Bi-Mart's 70th anniversary during our open house with our latest savings book. MD 8 Mega Rolls bath tissue is just $4.99. Prilosec 42-count tablets are $3 off. 7-Up brand 12-packs are buy two, get two. Save big on mobile Delvac 15W40 diesel oil. Plus, there's great savings on lawn and garden essentials. You'll see our savings book in your mailbox. During our open house, members and non-members can stop in and save. Bi-Mart, saving the Northwest more since 1955.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
News Talk 97.1, KSPT, KBFI.
Got it going on for you right here at the Speak Up table. As promised, Bonner County Clerk Michael Rosedale is our guest. Such good information. And you know, this doesn't happen very often, Michael, but I misspoke. Can you even believe it?
I can't.
I can't either. But the mayor, that would be Jeremy Grimm, Sandpoint mayor, he's not up for re-election until 2027. And it's the governor, Governor Brad Little, is not up for re-election until 2026.
Six. Right. What I was saying there is the president and the governors don't get elected at the same time. Yeah. So that there's not a total discontinuity of government at the same time.
So, because those positions are, you know, really
they're
the
serious.
Top leadership.
Yeah, they're very, very
so
serious.
We yep. don't want to juggle too much in one year.
Yes.
Maybe. So Governor Little will come up for re-election in 2026. And I just want everybody to kind of, you know, hear this. Idaho is one of only 13 states all across America. Only 13 states do not term limit their governor, and we in Idaho are one of them. And all the other states, do term limit. One way or another, it's about 2 years. So 13 don't: Connecticut, Idaho, Illinois, Iowa, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Texas. You know, Texas surprises me. I just would have assumed that they would have term limits. But anyway, so that's something that we can think about, that you may, if you think it's a good idea, go ahead and talk to your legislator, your representative in the Idaho legislature, and see if we want to get anything changed. All right, so before we went on break, Michael, you were talking about this process of how you keep our registered voter lists clean and up to date. How often does that happen?
So some of it happens every week. When we get notifications of people passing away from the funeral homes, we take them off the list. When we get notifications of people moving away or registering somewhere else, we take them off the list. But every 4 years, after the presidential elections, the Secretary of State actually goes through and gives us a list. If you have not voted in 4 years, you are automatically removed from the list. That's state law. And so if you get a notification that you've been removed, that's why. It's not that you did anything wrong. It's just that you haven't done anything. And so they don't know. They assume you might have moved or you might have died. And all you need to do is re-register at that point.
That is so good. So if you haven't voted in 4 years, you will automatically be taken off the voter registration.
Correct.
And you will have to re-register.
Yes.
This whole thing about if somebody moves out of the state of Idaho, how would you be advised that they move to Oklahoma?
That is not a perfect system. It's a felony if they vote here. Of course, you worry about people doing it anyway. Sometimes they tell us. We get a lot of people telling us that they moved, and of course those are the honest ones. But there are some that we don't know about for 4 years.
So if somebody moves to Oklahoma and they register in Oklahoma,
not a statewide repository of like a
even
central
to let Idaho know.
Right.
Yeah, I can see that not being perfect.
It's not perfect.
You know, there's another thing that just came to mind with this purging the registered voter lists. And that is something that I don't think a lot of people know about, is after an election, there are audits of all of our, not all, but certain selected. It's like a random rotating audit of the election processes in Idaho. Not every county all the time, but it happens. Explain that to our audience, because I think that's really good.
So after every election, the general election, well, actually it's every election in the even year. I don't believe it happens in the odd years, but the Secretary of State holds a drawing, and 8 counties at least are selected for the random audit. And then they select which precincts are going to be audited within those counties. And those counties that are selected immediately call their sheriff. The sheriff comes and locks up the ballots. Either they have put a lock on your ballot room or somehow secure the ballots. Then the Secretary of State's team has worked with a bunch of CPA firms. The CPA firm comes out and they perform an audit for all different types of things. One is an actual paper count to make sure that your results are right. Then they audit the ballots issued. They audit all sorts of different data about the election.
Yeah. We've got some states in America that I think need to do that, because I have seen data, assuming it's correct, that more people voted than were even registered. So, I mean, that to me would be
not in Idaho.
Not in Idaho.
Nope.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's move on to registration, because, and let's not go to absentee. Let's just go to straight up normal registration.
Sure.
If you're not registered in Idaho, how do you do it?
So there are 4 requirements to register. You have to be a U.S. citizen. You must be at least 18 years of age by election day. So if you're going to vote this May and you're not 18, you're only 17, but your birthday will happen on or before election day, even on election day, you can still register. You have to be a legal resident of Idaho and the county for 30 days prior to that election. So count back 30 days, call it April 20th, you would have to be in Idaho as a resident, right. And you can't have any legal disqualifications, such as a convicted felon that does not have their voting rights restored.
So if are felons unable to vote unless what? There's some kind of a court procedure, some kind of a whatever procedure?
So after a felon's term is finished, their sentence, their probation, whatever, a lot of those are automatically reinstated.
Okay, so they can register. But if they're still on probation, or certainly if they're still, what, in the hoosegow, they don't get to vote.
Correct.
Right. Hoosegow, that is the technical term.
That's
I just thought I'd mention that. Okay. All right, so so to register, we have to register. How do we register? Online?
So there are several ways. You can do it online. You can do it at my office. You can do it on election day at your polling place. If you do it online, you're going to need to show additional information when you come to vote, because they can't verify you are who you say you are online without a couple more pieces of information. So if you come to my office, we will check. You have to have if you use a driver's license, you have to have a valid Idaho driver's license, not any other states. It has to be a valid Idaho driver's license or federal ID card or passport. If you use something that doesn't have a picture or an address, I should say, like a passport, then you need to show another form of address. And there is a whole list of documents that are acceptable from that. And that's on our website
Name
as well.
Name two or three of those that you would accept.
Sure, your mortgage, rental agreement, your
because
property tax assessment.
Because those will have your address
right. And
your name, and you've already proven you are who you say you are.
Right. It can't be a phone bill, because a lot of people pay their kids' phone bills from afar. But basically, it has to be an official form of a bill that shows your address, your physical address.
Right. If you have an ID that has your picture, like an Idaho driver's license, and your correct address on that driver's license, then
you are good to go.
You're good. Passport is good for I say this is who I am, but it doesn't have my address on it.
Right. And actually, if you can remember this one thing, it helps clarify what you need. You have to be able to correlate your name with your face, with your address. So if you have two pieces of identification that have two pieces of that, and together they lock down all three, you're golden.
Exactly.
Now, there are set things you can use to prove those three, and you can go to our website to find out what those are. And again, that's elections@bonnercountyid.gov.
All right. So we've got everybody registered. I don't want to say the old-fashioned way. Fastest and easiest, I think. I mean, maybe this is just because I'm a little bit online adverse, because things can go wrong online. You know, you just enter the wrong thing and all of a sudden you've registered somebody else, not yourself. Just go to the Bonner County offices right here on Highway 2 and register. Take in. You'll have the right stuff. They'll tell you if you don't have the right stuff, and it's a done deal, and it's done correctly first time through.
Yes, and I would, just like with absentee voting and requests, do it earlier than later, because you may come to get it done and you don't have the right piece of information. And if you happen to do that on election day and you had to drive anywhere, you got a ride to vote, and you don't have the right information, there is nothing we can do. We cannot register you to vote, and that would not be what you want. So come to our office early. As in days early.
Yeah.
Don't wait till the last day.
Come to the office now. Register
now. Now is fine. Yep.
Yeah, just walk in there and do it. This is the time to do it, because first of all, what else are you going to do today? It's like raining.
And if you're going to do it at my office, do it before April 25th. There's a registration deadline cutoff.
Oh, yeah. Do it now.
Do it now.
Yeah, do it now. There's a registration cutoff April 25th for the May 20th election?
Correct.
Ooh.
Also,
that's like almost a month early.
Right. Another thing that would be good to talk about is if you want to vote absentee, you have to re-request that every year. So if you normally do absentees because you're going to be out of town, you're in your winter home or your spring home, and it's not here, or you're on vacation or whatever, you have to request that. And we have those forms online as well.
Yeah, and we'll repeat that information after the break. You know, I always post who my guests are on Facebook, my personal Facebook, and on the church bulletin board, and here to the radio station because they do promos. And so one of the things I said this time was, who was you would be on, one of the things we were talking about was absentee ballot registration, and I listed a few things. And I had a friend that responded to that and said, thank you. It reminded me that I have to re-register every year to sign up if I want absentee ballots. So, All right, we're going to talk about that, and we still have more information just for you right after this break.
Every 40 seconds, someone in the U.S. has a heart attack. It's American Heart Month, and the Bonner General Health Emergency Department encourages you to learn the warning signs of a heart attack and when to seek emergency care. Common signs are pain or discomfort in the chest, arms, back, neck, jaw, or stomach, shortness of breath, nausea, lightheadedness, or sudden cold sweats. If you suspect a heart attack, call 911. Our team is ready to care for you right here in downtown Sandpoint. For more information, visit bonnergeneral.org.
Lanake Realty has a new land listing off Huckleberry Mountain Road. Opportunity awaits to build on this secluded 10 acres near Kerrywood. Level to gently rolling land. Parked out and ready to build with an approved septic. Not far from Bayview, Lake Ponderay, and United States Forest Service land. Priced to sell at $289,000. See the professionals at Lanake Realty. LanakeRealty.com.
When you buy tires at Les Schwab, you're getting more than just tires. You're getting America's best tire warranty, 60-day satisfaction guarantee, no-hassle road hazard protection, and free maintenance for the life of your tires. Other places make you pay extra for that. But at Les Schwab, it's included with every set of tires because more warranty means less worry, and nobody stands by their tires like Les Schwab. Get more from less. Book your appointment at LesSchwab.com. Terms and conditions apply. See LesSchwab.com for details.
My best friend died suddenly, and now his wife and kids have to move out of their house. I had no idea he didn't have life insurance. If I could go back, I'd tell him how easy and affordable protecting your family can be with SelectQuote. In 15 minutes, a licensed insurance agent found me a $500,000 life insurance policy for only $18 a month. They compare many of the nation's most highly rated insurance carriers to find the right coverage and price for your needs. In the last 40 years, they've helped more than 2 million families secure over $700 billion in coverage. Even if you have a health concern, SelectQuote agents can find you the right policy at the lowest price. Don't wait until it's too late. Get peace of mind that your loved ones are protected with life insurance.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-480-5454 for your free quote today. That's 1-800-480-5454. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-480-5454.
Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back in, everyone. We're talking everything election 2025. Lots of good information for you. You know, if you've missed that part of the show and part of the information, you can always find it at our website here, NorthIdahoRadio.com. They have the recording of all of our programs. It's easy to navigate, easy to find. Just navigate to the live noon hour. Then you find Speak Up. That's me. And there it will be. So, Mike Rosedale, Bonner County Clerk, again, thank you for being here with us today. Let's finish out the discussion on absentee ballots. So, we have to renew our request for absentee ballots every year. And why is that? Why do we have to do that?
Well, one of the things comes down to what we talked about earlier, and that is trying to clear our registration rolls from people that don't live here anymore. And if you if you did that and kept on renewing over and over in perpetuity, you could move away and we would never know. You just keep on getting absentee ballots.
Somebody would keep on getting that absentee ballot in your name. Yep. Yeah, I like
and
it.
Outside of that, the legislator made it the law, so that's what we do.
Exactly. You're following the law, but there's a reason behind that. Now, I saw someone talking. I don't think it's been presented to the legislature, but there was some kind of a move to get rid of absentee. You had to have, like, you had to have some legitimate, you just couldn't ask for it. You had to have reasons that could be checked or something. What's going on with that?
So there have been bills in the legislature over the last few years trying to get rid of absentee ballot, and I'm not going to weigh in on that either way. But they want to get rid of all of them. They want to get rid of those that aren't required, you know, except for the UOCAVA, those overseas U.S. citizen voters.
Military. Citizens overseas.
Right. Yeah. But then there are also situations, of course, like a household only has one car and they can't drive in on election day, or they're far away, or they're going to be out of town, or they're whatever.
Yeah.
So there's, or like me, myself, actually.
Well, as far as I know, nothing's happening right now, too. But every now and then, it's kind of a little bit of, because they think it may be overused or something. I don't know that I think that either. I don't know what I think yet. In line with absentee voting, a kind of voting that I do have some concerns about is the early voting process. So in all of this that we've been talking about, there is early voting.
Yes.
And so early, describe it, and what are the dates for this coming May cycle?
Sure. Early voting starts May 16th. And of all the forms of voting, that's the one you should be least concerned about, because that's me and my staff actually doing it, and we're the pros. Our 200 to 300 volunteers do a great job, but they don't do it day in, day out. You know, they don't, you know, live and breathe this stuff all year long. So my staff is the one that checks the ID. We are the ones that do the registration if you come there to vote and register. We are the ones that give you the exact right ballot. So that is the safest form. Okay. The second safest.
Did you say, just a minute, did you say May 16?
May 5th is when it starts. May 16th, it ends. That's
Thank
the Friday.
You. I was going to say May 16th. That's not very early. That's only 4 days. So it starts May 5th. But it ends before the election. But
yes.
Just the 5th it starts.
Right. I also want to talk about, I'm derailing you here.
That's
but
okay.
With absentee voting, if you're going to vote absentee, request it right away, which we talked about already.
Yes.
And then if you know who you're going to vote for, mail it in. And here's why. If there's a problem with your signature, whether you've had a stroke, whether you've changed your signature, whether you have a, you know, slight Parkinson's or something happened, you were standing up and signing it, or you were in a hurry and we can't determine for sure that's your signature, the only thing we can do is either call, email, and if we can't do those to get you to come in and fix it, we have to send you a letter, snail mail. So if you do that right before the election, there's no way you're going to get that. There's no way.
Wrong.
And if we can't cure that by 8 o'clock on election night, it will never get opened.
Yeah, it doesn't even get opened.
It doesn't get opened.
It sits there
forever.
If there's an audit.
We have a big stack of them.
Yep.
Big stack of them from the November election that never got opened.
That is really good. So if you are interested in getting an absentee ballot, you can get it right now. Go online, go down to the county offices, get your absentee ballot registration.
You can't get your absentee ballot right now, but get the form to register.
No, you can't
for
get
it.
The ballot, yes. But you can get registered for absentee ballots, either for all the elections or some of them. One of the reasons I'm not crazy about early voting, even though I do appreciate that it is so safe, because you professionals are like all over these early votes. I get it. I don't like it because too many people make up their mind just by rote. They are this, so they vote this, or they vote the yard sign, I won't say. They vote these signs, and it's like they're not thinking about who the candidates really are. They're not really comparing, you know, this person to that person and thinking about it. And listening to my radio show where we have these candidates
That's
on,
the problem right
that's
there.
That's the problem. They're not waiting for them to get on here. But anyway, it's just it just concerns me because I do know people, they vote. They vote as soon as they can. They don't care. It's just they already know how they're going to vote. It doesn't matter who's running. That bugs me. All right, what about normal polling places? Do people have any differences that are coming up?
No, it'll be the same as you normally vote at. The polls are open from 8 to 8. Once again, get there early. You have to be in line by 8 p.m. or you can't vote. So it opens at 8 a.m. and they'll announce that the polls are open and you can come in and start voting. You can get in line if you get off work really late. Race to your polling place on election day.
I didn't know that.
Also,
you have to be in line by 8 p.m. So what is this like at the supermarket where they go, the lane is closed?
That's
you
right.
A little sign out there.
That's
there's
exactly
like a
right.
Orange cones that say,
that's
no
exactly
more.
Right.
You're done.
Here's an important distinction here also. Our office at the administration building is not a polling place on election day, so do not come to the county building to vote. Mm. You can drop off your absentee ballots, but you cannot come to our county building to vote. You have to go to your polling place.
That is really, well, you're just full of information.
And we have people trying to do that every election, and fortunately, they have time to still make it to their polling place. But
yeah.
If they got cut it too close, they couldn't.
So let's say I'm a relatively new resident or whatever. How do I find out where my polling place is?
Well, you can go online to our website that I spoke about, elections@bonnercountyid.gov, and there's a button down below on the left-hand side that says, where do I vote? And you can click that. Also, let me give our phone number. It's 255-3631. Again, it's 255-3631, and this is not a sales ad. But they can help you, and they can look it up for you on the phone.
That is excellent. Just give them your address, and
yep.
They can tell you where your polling place is.
Exactly.
I think that's a good idea. elections@bonnercountyid.gov. So much good information. You know, the other thing, and I think I say this every time I talk to you, but it's true. Both at the state level, if you want to do your absentee ballot at the state, you get switched over online to the state database to do it, or you go in here locally for your absentee ballot, or just to get information. Both of the websites are so, what's the word I want? They are so intuitive. They are not confusing, even though I joke about it a little bit because I don't like, you know, every computer thing for everything. But honestly, the state and our local Bonner County websites are so intuitive. They're so fast. They're so smooth.
Great.
Yep, they really are. And one more kudo for your team. I do think you've got one of the best teams.
Thank you. I do too. I have a great team.
I don't know if that's, you know, because of you, but
I'm very fortunate to have great people.
You're fortunate to have all those good people. And somebody made some really smart hiring decisions. That's what that's what I think. All right, everybody. I want to just repeat or ask Michael Rosedale, our Bonner County Clerk, coming up May 20th, we have got what kind of boards? Who are the boards coming up for election May 20?
We have the water sewer boards, the library boards, highway districts, and the hospital.
And we may have levies on the May 20th.
We will have levies.
We will have levies.
Yes.
Okay. So it might be school districts and fire. We will have fire districts.
We will have fire districts. And I'm highly confident we will have school districts.
Okay.
At least the west side of the county.
So we've got all that to look forward to. And then coming up in the fall, I mean, we've got other ones, but I just think those three Sandpoint City Council positions are really critical and really important. So pay attention. All right, Michael Rosedale, thank you so much for being with us today. That is the program. Come on back next week, everybody. I'll be here. I hope you're here too. So until next week, this is Barbara saying take care of yourselves and each other. And for heaven's sake, slow down out there. You know, in the early morning, it may look like rain, but it could be black ice. So take care and may God richly bless you, my friends.